Hi, George. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing fine. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. You too.
My name's Al. I'm calling from New Orleans. I think we listen to you on WSMB 1350 down here.
You probably do.
And pass many a good evening with you. I had wanted to talk a little bit, ask about the Angel of Death, since your guest had mentioned it in passing, and it's kind of been something that's been on my mind about 20 years now. When I worked as a nurse technician at a hospital here in New Orleans, one night I saw the Angel of Death collect a soul.
Oh, yeah? And tell us about that.
I was working as a student nurse technician, and they gave me a beeper and let me pretty much float around the hospital. And I was upstairs in the medical staff library on the 10th floor of this hospital. It's over 100 years old. And I'm sitting there, and I can see the wall behind me and the reflection in the big wall, floor-to-ceiling windows in front of me. And I saw a stirring in the darkness, and all of a sudden, in the reflection behind me, I see basically the classic Angel of Death appear behind me. And in front of him was a blonde man in blue and white striped pajamas pleading with him, saying, please, it's not my time. And you could sense from the Angel of Death, and he was the classic black robe, no face, or distinct glow where the face was, and the man's pleading with him, it's not my time. And the Angel of Death, you could feel this compassion, this emotion. You know, I'm sorry, but it is, and I have to take you now. And his arms folded down around the man, rolled up into himself, and the cloud rolled up into the ceiling, went up through the ceiling. And part of my job at night was to collect bodies and put them in the morgue, and my beeper rang 15 minutes later, and patient had passed away, went down to collect the body. It was the same guy in the same blue and white striped pajamas. He had been admitted that day for a cardiac workup because his doctor was a little suspicious. Well, turns out his doctor was right. He had a fatal MI on a diabetic teaching unit because they didn't have any other beds in the hospital, and they weren't able to resuscitate him.
That's a great story, Rosemary.
It certainly is. And I have heard other similar stories, especially people who work in hospitals who are around the dying. I think you, when you work with in the healing arts, you develop a sensitivity, and your psychic faculties open up as well. And
there is a little bit more to it, and this is what I want to ask you about. About a week or two after that, I had a very unusual dream, and this is where I met an older gentleman, older gray-haired gentleman, you know, very. He had a studio and he had a warehouse, and he was very distinguished, and he appeared to me as just an older, gray-haired, distinguished gentleman, but it was obvious that he was the Angel of Death. And when we walked through this large, cavernous warehouse almost, and there were these motes of light, and each mote of light, when you came up to it, was a little kind of display or a diorama of an individual. And for some reason, he was talking to me about what he did and how he did it. And once again, this most incredibly compassionate individual. But it was shocking enough seeing him at work. But then a week or two later, to actually have a personal meeting with him in a dream, that was a little unusual.
Well, I believe that we have encounters with real spiritual entities in dreams. And if that had been my dream, I would have taken it as validation of my experience with the patient who died, and also perhaps a purpose was to arrive at some comfort with this experience as well. In the literature, the Angel of Death takes on many guises, appears as we need to see him. And so I think it's interesting that you got two different faces of the Angel of Death here.